Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pam Danziger is with us, folks. She's our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's the president of Unity Marketing. She's the author of Shopping, Why We Love It. If I were going to say that, I would say Why Some of Us Love It. And then her book, Let Them Eat Cake, Marketing to Luxury to the Masses, as well as the classes. And then, of course, Why People Buy Things They Don't Need. That's the question I keep asking. And she's our good friend. Of course, as you can tell by now, she's our shopping expert. Pam, welcome back to the show.
Well, good to be with you today here on the biggest shopping day of the season. At least that's what they say.
Here's a question for you, Pam. I've been told that Black Friday is called Black Friday because of the financial opportunity for retailers. It puts them in the black today, at least.
Right.
Do you know anything about that? How accurate is that?
Well, I mean, it's conventional wisdom, but I think that when you're retailing, you start looking at your numbers. You really do generate, the bulk of your sales like say 60% probably are done between, October through December.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It varies by different industries, but the clear fact is retailers are highly dependent upon the performance at this time of year.
Yeah.
And clearly this year looked to be one of the most challenging for retailers since the 90s and since 2001 because, confident and I think it's a lot of it has to do with the influence of the media.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No question about it. But before we get there, though, I wanted to tell you I know where the term Black Friday came from.
Mm.
Some guy who had a little bit of media influence, apparently, got drug out of his bed at 4 o'clock in the morning by his wife to go down and stand in line so she could get some shoes or some toy or a purse. And he coined the term Black Friday. What do you think?
Right. Well, that could very well be the case.
That's the story I'm sticking to, Pam.
Yeah, well, a lot of families do that. They make it. It's a real tradition. It isn't one in my family, however. So we stayed in bed this morning. Thanks.
Right. Good for you. Well, look, let's just get back to this thing about the economy and retail. It'll be interesting to see the report on today, how this Black Friday compares to the last one. We had, of course, Thanksgiving was a week early last week, so they won't be able to use weekly comps. They'll have to go back to a certain day.
Right.
So it'll be interesting tomorrow, perhaps, to see, or Monday, to see how they do that. But Bill Dunkelberg, one of our economists on the show, says that he said earlier this month that retailers complain every year that this is not going to be a great Christmas for them, great holiday season. He says they may be right this time.
Yeah, well, what is, I think, really interesting is if you watch the news, get on CNN and MSNBC, you hear is like the whole economy is coming to a screeching halt and the government's going to have to bail out all these industries. And I don't even want to talk about the auto industry, as a matter of fact.
Right.
But, that the economy has come to a screeching halt. Then come the numbers from the Bureau of Economic Analysis that says that retail spending was down just only 1% in October.
Yeah.
Now, that doesn't sound like screeching halt to me.
Because retail included automobiles, too, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that it's just that the media is working everybody up into a frenzy.
Yep. You know what that's called, don't you?
What is
that? It's called availability cascade.
Yeah.
It's a term that I learned this year. And what that means is availability cascade means when you hear something so much that you start to believe it's true, and you start taking action based on that new belief that, that something that may not be true actually is true.
Right. Well, you know, I think, and I, as I say, I study the psychology of the consumer. I think we may just be coming back to our senses, and that people are starting to think more about their purchases, and because we have been living this extremely, you know, we've been on an extended spending spree, and maybe people are just coming back to their senses to realize, hey, I don't need all this stuff, and I'm only going to buy the things that really are important to me. And we've begun to be aware of how our consumption and the things that we buy and, and indulge in are actually affecting, you know, the world. And
are you saying consumerism, our consumerism has gotten out of hand?
Yeah, and now we're just bringing it back to where it should have been in the first place. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. And, in fact, I think it's a very good thing for businesses if we've got, you know, if we've got a more sensible, more left brain rather than right brain-oriented shopper.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things that's going to make what you just said happen, I think, is the one thing that is different about this scenario we have, this downturn that we have right now, compared to all the other ones I've known about since 1969, Pam, and that is the limited availability of credit. It'll be interesting, and I'll be curious to see a report next week on how much more of the purchases made today were made with cash than credit than in previous years, because credit availability for consumers is considerably restricted over where it has been in all the other downturns I've ever seen, Pam.
Yeah. But again, that's very good for the individual consumer.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, it doesn't pay or doesn't make sense to live on debt. So, you know, again, I think that these trends that are happening in the marketplace are actually, you know, very good for the individual person. And you know, the fact is that the shopping opportunities and the shopping landscape is just, it's huge. We have so many places to shop from and buy things that we need or don't need, and very good prices. So,
and you know,
I think that these trends are very good for consumers, and I think they, you know, to embrace it and deal with it.
There's another thing that I've kind of just realized today, as I've been talking about the credit issue. And we talk about Cyber Monday. I just had Patrick Byrne with Overstock.com on in the last hour. He talked about Cyber Monday, you know, Black Friday and then Cyber Monday. But you know what? You can't buy online if you don't have credit. I wonder if this isn't going to be a better season for Main Street retailers because of the limited amount of credit availability. And when we come back, I'm going to let you comment on that, Pam. Pam Danziger, I'll get her thoughts on that, folks. But think about that. If you're more likely to write a check or pay cash for something because you don't have the credit lines that you've had in the past, and a lot of people don't, that could be good. Main Street retailers, think about this. Come up with a strategy for that. It could work for you. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm full of ideas. Here's Robert Cray bringing us back, folks. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and all the other things. Check out all the other things. It's a new website, too, by the way, folks. Lots of good stuff there. Lots of new technology that will help you use what we have to your advantage much better, much easier, all free, too, by the way. Don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz, where you get small business answers now. And we've cranked up my blog again. And I do all my own blogging, folks. So that's at jimsblog.biz. And so check that out when you get a chance. Pam Danziger is our guest. She's the author of her new book is called Shopping, Why We Love It. And Pam, give us your website and tell us how we can find your books.
Okay, please come to www.unitymarketingonline.com. And I've got a new website, too, in development, so I'm hoping to have it out there early in the new year.
Good. I hope so, too. Let's know about that, and we'll feature it on our show, on our website. And also, the books are available on they can find them more about your books on the site.
Yeah, they can, or visit Amazon.com or Barnes and Noble. It's, they're pretty specialized, so they're hard to find in bookstores. But
Danziger, Pam Denziger, Pamela N on the books, by the way,
yeah,
folks, if you're Googling her. So check them out there. Good stuff.
Yes.
Pam, one of the things that's happened this year, I alluded to this in the previous segment, is the limited availability of credit for consumers. Now, I'm a small business owner, and because I do business with independent community banker, with independent community bank, I can get credit if I need it. Most small business owners can't. But the average consumer has had their, you know, people aren't sending them letters, emails with the credit card already made out to them with a $5,000 line. They're not getting those things anymore.
Right.
If you have a credit card, and let's say January 1 you had a $3,000 limit on a credit card, and you only had a $1,500 balance on your account, you woke up one morning and that was now your new limit. The credit card companies, you know, put a lid on your limit because they're worried about the situation that we've got here. So my question is, I wonder, and I know you may not have thought about this before, but I'm curious about your thoughts on, could this not be a good strategy for Main Street retailers to say, hey guys, you know, perhaps you don't have the same credit limit, I don't know, maybe you mentioned that or not, but just say, if you pay cash, you're going to get a discount.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, in effect, that's what it is. And, I mean, again, from a consumer's point of view, it is really good to have this kind of limited credit. I mean, I know my husband and I, we have one credit card, and we have an American Express card. And, you know, American Express, you have to pay off every month. And we're much more likely to use that American Express because it really does keep your spending in balance. And I think it's a very good thing, and it does work in favor of small towns, small businesses who may not have, have such a huge amount or a large amount of their sales dependent upon credit cards to be able to, offer the shopper, something special with a cash purchase.
And, well, maybe
and it's
you
good
could
for the
even
businesses, because who wants to pay that, that price that you have to pay for processing that credit
card? 4%. Yeah, you could even say, look, if you pay credit cash, which we know many of you will be doing this year, we're going to give you back that 4% that we didn't have to pay to the company, and you're going to get a benefit for paying cash, and it's just another way of driving some interest and some excitement. So anyway, I just came up with that idea.
And shoppers have with these new debit cards. I mean, so it's the convenience of a credit card. So you don't have to walk around with cash, yet you can use your debit card as just pulling it right out of your checking account. And as I say, I think it's good for the shoppers, and I think it's good for consumers.
It might even help us not to have as much of a hangover first half of 2009 with people buying having to pay off their credit cards, and therefore they can't buy now that they're not, there's no big deal like the holidays coming up.
That's exactly right. So, as I say, it's going to be, it's a time of change, but I think it's time of needed change.
Right.
And I think we're going to see this season as being this is what I predict for the luxury market anyway, a tipping point really of a new way of looking at their purchases and being more careful and what I call more strategic. Because that's what I see among young shoppers in particular, is they're not impulse shoppers anymore. Think about purchases, and they do their research online, and they comparison shop. So they're very strategic. So they're letting their left brain control that experience of shopping, which that places new pressures on the retailers who've been able to kind of push the right brain sort of emotional buttons. But at the same time, we have to.
So is luxury shopping? Are the luxury items going to take a hit this year?
Oh, I think so, very definitely. I mean,
I'm seeing that in the offers that companies are making that I've never seen make offers before.
Right, it's true. I mean, we did our survey October 3rd through 8th with the luxury consumers. That was our last one, which was right when the stock market started to really tumble, and the confidence was just down so low. And about more than half of the luxury consumers said that in the coming year they were going to spend less on luxury. Mm-hmm. So I think, they are, and the fact is, you can find really good quality things at all price points. So,
yeah.
You know, you don't have to go to to the Neiman Marcus or the Nordstrom's for the best quality because you can find
that. You start realizing that brushed aluminum may be just as good as the gold plated, right?
Maybe so.
Hey, Pam, give us that website one more time, quickly.
www.unitymarketingonline.com.
The book is called Shopping. That's your new one. Hey, Pam, thanks for being here. Happy holidays.
Great to be with you.
See you next time.
Bye.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Tom Becca. We're going to talk about his idea on the economic downturn. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.